All right, catching up on our stories we've been running this week relative to the name Redskins. And we've had a couple of interviews on the show. And we thought we'd catch up with some of the comments from fans that we've seen. And, you know, there's a lot of comments being made about what we have done on Redskins Nation, on Redskins.com. And obviously there's been other stuff written in the newspapers about this topic. But we thought it would be a good idea to take a deep breath today, give you some of the comments that we wanted to pull, and obviously there are pro and there are con, and we'll give you a couple of each. And I won't say where these are from, but I think it kind of is a good time for us to take a look at this and catch up on what people think. And here's one. It says, in no way is the name Redskins meant to degrade American Indians, but rather use the Indian as a symbol of strength, power, and prowess on the battlefield. If you need more convincing, compare the Redskins logo to the Cleveland Indians logo, who are guilty of misusing that logo. And, of course, we have found in our working through this that there have been a lot of teams around the country who have changed their mascot because it was not the appropriate mascot. Here is one on the other side. I find all native-themed logos in sports offensive. I feel antics that go along with these, such as the tomahawk chop and costumes mocking the traditional regalia, is not appropriate and disrespectful. Here's one that is actually kind of factual, and in case you didn't know, this one talks about William Lone Star Dietz, the first coach of the Redskins football team. His mother was a full-blooded Sioux Indian, and it was in his honor that the team was named Redskins. Now, I don't know how this is not as accurate as some of the stories we heard about George Preston Marshall changing the team name so it wouldn't conflict with Red Sox when it was in Boston. This guy goes on to say the term Redskins was conferred upon the native inhabitants by the English colonists because of their red body paint the Indians wore in battle. So we will catch up with this story a little bit later this week on Redskins Nation.